This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adoree Doji is away. In North Korea, we were just talking about it, and all around the world, people are left to wonder. The leader of North Korea is out of sight, rumors of ill health or worse, the world's most secretive and isolated nation in transition, apparently, behind the scenes. Yet in late February of this year, the New York Philharmonic got a glimpse of what it's like in this nation that rarely shows its face to the world. On a historic concert tour, the orchestra performed in Pyongyang. This is them playing the North Korean national anthem, a symbol for diplomatic gestures to come, perhaps. But there was one particularly emotional moment when the orchestra played Arirang in the North Korean capital. That song is probably one of the most popular and best-known folk songs in both North and South Korea. First, you'll hear the song, and then the voice of WNYC's John Schaefer, who was there with the orchestra and was drawn deep into this emotional, seductive encounter with the most unusual place and people.
But the audience wasn't done. They kept applauding. And finally, Glenn Dichterow, the concertmaster, had to get the troops up and out of there. So he stood up, and they stood up, and they started filing off. As they did that, members of the audience started waving goodbye, and the musicians start waving back. And you could see that some of them were getting kind of misty-eyed. And sure enough, I ran backstage afterwards, and a couple of the musicians were just literally drying their eyes and were really moved by the kind of show of gratitude.
WNYC's John Schaefer, culture and music, a bridge over the axis of evil? A sign of hope, perhaps?
This journey is a manifestation of the power of music to unite people. It is our sincere hope that these concerts will aid in the beginning of a new era between the peoples of our nations.
That's New York Philharmonic President Zarin Mehta. And here's a much more skeptical White House spokesman, Dana Perino.
We consider this concert to be a concert, and it's not a diplomatic coup. And there's a lot of things that it is not. What it is was a wonderful concert that the New York Philharmonic put on for the North Koreans, for those who were able to see it.
We don't know what Kim Jong-il thought of the concert. He wasn't there. The orchestra's visit coincided with some particularly tense nuclear negotiations, but the symbolism and the potential for an opening was there, nonetheless, in the music of Western composers. Dvorak's New World Symphony, among the Western pieces the orchestra played during its visit. As rumors swirl about the health of Kim Jong-il and the potential for a change of leadership, it's a whole new world to contemplate for East and West. On thetakeaway.org, you can hear more of the Philharmonic's historic visit to North Korea.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.